Would everyone in the Senate chamber, as well as our guests in the galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 55th Psalm we hear, "Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." Lord God, as we desire to complete our time here, may what we put forth be of help to those we have directed our efforts. May your blessing be upon us and those who we serve. And may we return safely to those whom we love and who love us, and be among the people who we serve. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hopefully.
Have a good weekend. You probably won't see us anymore for a while.
Until September.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, first extra session, fourth day, Thursday, August 6, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Webster County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 3, Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the third reading of Senate bills on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call a calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar. Senate bill number 1 was Senate substitute number 3, the senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate bill substitute number 3 for Senate bill 1 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Butler. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute number 3 for Senate Bill 1 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we perfected last night. First thing I'd like to say is thank you to all the senators and the staff members of all the senators for taking the time and patience and help during the negotiation process.
The senator from Butler County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
I would remind the body this bill does have an emergency clause, so please stay close. Senator from Butler renews his motion that the Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions, an emergency clause for certain sections, and an effective date for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 27 aye and 3 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Butler, you are recognized for the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the emergency clause on Senate Bill Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill 1.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler. Senator from Butler votes aye. Senator from the 14th District, would you repeat your vote? Votes no. By your vote of 27 aye and 3 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to residency requirements of public safety employees.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to weapons offenses.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to witnesses.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to criminal procedures.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to policy residency requirements.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to law enforcement officer disciplinary actions.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to abortion.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to unlawful traffic interference.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to occupational diseases diagnosed in first responders.
Government reform. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to elementary and secondary school operations during a pandemic.
Education. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to public safety.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to firearms.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act relating to the removal of officers.
Government reform. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to law enforcement agency accountability.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to a child's right to counsel.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to public safety.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 9, or SJR 1. Senate Joint Resolution 1. Where would you like that to go? Tee that in. Senate Joint Resolution 1.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, an act relating to abortion.
Health and pensions.
Senator from Boone, you might remind your colleague, Senator from Franklin, never to ask the people next to him where they want him to go. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just in time, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business of the Senate will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Thursday, August 13th at 12 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Thursday, August 13th, 1200 hours.